Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. Cost of living relief contained in the state budget, including a $400 power bill credit for West Aussie households, has been welcomed. But Owen Whittle from Unions WA says it's another round of one-off measures when we need long-term solutions.
Given the state of the WA economy, given the boom that we're going through, we need government to invest in more permanent cost of living measures that permanently reduce the cost of living for workers and vulnerable people in our community.
WA is set to post another surplus this time to the tune of $3.2 billion. While next week's federal budget will include a $49 million boost for women living with endometriosis, the money will allow women better access to longer, specialised consultations that are covered under Medicare. A 46-year-old man has been charged with murder following the death of a man in Perth South. The 30-year-old was found seriously injured at a Safety Bay home on Tuesday night. He was rushed to hospital where he later died. The accused will face court today. It will soon be easier to identify content on TikTok that's been generated by artificial intelligence. The social media giant has announced it will start labelling images and videos made using AI services outside of the app. Aussies are tipped to spend nearly $1 billion this Mother's Day. That's up $70 million from last year, according to the latest data from the Australian Retailers Association. Popular gifts this year include trips away and personal experiences, as well as the classic flowers and chocolates. In sport, Blues star Adam Chera has suffered another hamstring injury in last night's one-point win over the Demons at the MCG. The midfielder was subbed off in the third quarter. Coach Michael Voss is confident it's not a long-term setback.
Slight hamstring, minor hamstring, I should say. So we'll get that scanned and see where that lies.
There are two blockbusters tonight, with the Dockers hosting Sydney at Optus Stadium, while Port Adelaide is away to Geelong. West Coast will fly to Melbourne today ahead of Sunday's clash with Collingwood.